We're going to go back to talking about some of the characteristics of anatomical characteristics of the spinal cord and bring in some of the physiology as well in terms of a cross-sectional anatomy of the spinal cord. And the pictures you're going to want to look at for this are the spinal cord and spinal meninges to get an idea of how this looks within the vertebrae. And also the picture of the sectional organization of the spinal cord is very helpful for this. Again, just as quick review, the anterior medial fissure is that very, very deep fissure that's on the anterior surface of the spinal cord. It goes almost to the very center of the spinal cord. The posterior median sulcus is going to be the small indentation at the posterior side of the spinal cord. Now, if you take a look inside the spinal cord, and you will see that it is basically a white field with sort of a butterfly-shaped grayish structure within it. And this is a contrast between the gray matter and the white matter. Gray matter, again, is going to consist of cell bodies, unmyelinated neurons, etc. White matter, for the most part, is going to consist of axons of neurons that are covered in myelin, and it's that myelin that gives it the white color. And in the spinal cord, you will see that the white matter is going to be towards the outside of the tissue. It's going to be the tissue that you find on the outside, whereas the gray matter is embedded deeper in the spinal cord. It has that kind of butterfly shape or upside down butterfly shape, depending on which way you're looking at it. And the opposite is going to be true for the brain. In the brain, the gray matter is going to be on the outer surface and the white matter is going to be deep. But for some reason, that's reversed in the spinal cord. Don't know why exactly, but it is. And if you look at the very center of the spinal cord, you'll see a little hole, a little passageway, and that is called the central canal, and its job is to conduct cerebrospinal fluid. So when you think about the spinal cord, think about it being surrounded on the outside by the meninges. So the pia mater, the arachnoid mater, and the dura mater form kind of a casing around the spinal cord, and there's cerebrospinal fluid all throughout that casing. But the cerebrospinal fluid is constantly moving throughout the meninges and so on, and bathing the brain and the spinal cord in cerebrospinal fluid. And some of it flows up through the central canal as it's making its travels around the body or around the spinal cord and the brain.